Now, for your letters. Several listeners wrote in about David Shaper's story last week about the family of an American Marine killed in Iraq and its struggle to convince Yahoo to give access to their son's email messages. Krissa Hewitt from San Luis Obispo, California, wrote that the story had special meaning for her because her nephew was stationed overseas. She writes, "This was our family's first encounter with having one of our own involved in combat. That he was able to send emails on a regular basis was a source of tremendous comfort for the many relatives and friends on his distribution list." She continues, "I concur with the dead Marine's father that his son's stories are a part of history that speak to something larger than the moment at hand. These chronologies tell rich stories that, when saved, become a part of family history and lore." Listeners Jan and Ed Wyatt praised Ari Shapiro's feature on Miami's New World Symphony, a training ground for young classical musicians. Two of their daughters will join the symphony next fall. The Wyatts wrote, "While the future once looked bright, classical music has suffered in the wake of corporate financial disasters and the benign neglect of public radio stations, who have terminated classical music programming. As orchestras have suffered bankruptcy, disappeared, or severely cut their size and performance schedules, we wonder if we would still encourage a musical career if we knew then what we know now." And finally, several listeners wrote to correct a clue in last week's puzzle. Will Shortz referred to a mite as an insect. It is not. It is an arachnid, reminded Ken Presswich from the American Arachnological Society. Send your comments, whether they be etymological, entomological, or anything in between, to Weekend Edition Sunday. Our email address is wesun@npr.org.